Okay, so Mark is, we enter the Gospel of Mark, and this, the cycle B or the year B of our readings, and Mark is a man of few words. There is no direct mention of an apostle, Mark, among the immediate followers of Jesus. And so we know that Mark has received this testimony. He is presenting these words. He's writing in Greek, so he's talking to a people for whom he has to translate the Aramaic words, the Hebrew words. And so this is a community that is living around the year 50. So since he's a man of few words, there are some words here that are kind of key. What's mentioned here is good news. After John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, the time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has drawn near. So the good news is he's using a word here that is comparable to those of you who are familiar with the term marathon. You know where that comes from? That after the amazing victory of the Greeks on the plains of Marathon, where they were supposed to lose, but they didn't, the runner is going to run to Athens, the 26 miles, and he proclaims simply one word, victory. And of course, he collapses. That's part of the story, too. But this is the good news, is that we won. We won. Victory is ours. As the citizens of that time might have heard the fact that their city is saved, they are saved. This is really, it's not just, oh, I got some good news to tell you. This is like amazing news. This is breakthrough news. This is remarkable and wholly unexpected. And that's the kind of enthusiasm that Mark is proclaiming. And so Jesus says that the time has been fulfilled, the kingdom of God has come near. So that's another thing that I want to talk about, that this time, the time has been fulfilled. The Greeks talked in time, and they had a few ways to talk about it. For instance, what time is it?
9:45.
It's 9:45. What day is it? All good. I'm glad you got that right. Okay. What month are we in? Okay, good. That sense of time, in the Greek, they had a word for that, and it's called chronos. Chronos. Now, here's same English word, but they would use this version of time in a far different sense. Now is the time for us to respond to some dramatic, to make a dramatic decision. Or now is the time for us to decide the future of our church. Now is the time. So when you get to that sense of time, you're talking about the critical time. There is no time to lose. This is like, what is the politicians use that term, the binary choice. This is like yes or no. What are we going to do? This will determine the future. They mean the critical moment. Now is the hour. That sense of time. And so that's not chronos anymore. That's like the pages of the calendar. This is kairos. This is kairos, the critical moment. And we don't live in an agrarian society, so let me give you a little sense of this kairos. If we lived in an agrarian community, our days, our months, our chronos would be controlled by the planting and getting in the crop. So the first phase of this is we've got to prepare the soil. Maybe we lay out some fertilizer. We get the soil ready for the seed. Then we sow it. And then we enter, I don't know, it might be the the chronos phase of farming. Once your seed's in the field is ready, you pray for the rain. There's not a lot you can do. You pray for the rain. Maybe you chase the critters out of the crops because they want to come and eat it. You check the fences. You do all of that. But there's day after day passes during the long growing season. And there's not a lot under the control of the farmer, at least in those days, that a farmer could do. Pray for rain, maybe pluck out a few weeds, check the fences, keep the crops safe. He could do that. Day after day, along the season, the growing season, passes and passes. And then, the time for the harvest comes. And in days, maybe a couple of weeks, your whole fate is determined. You rise early. You go into the fields. You work from sunrise to sun to get all of the precious crops in. Otherwise, you will not eat. There will be no bread. Every waking minute is devoted and is related to, in some way, to drawing in the crop. And if your neighbor broke his leg, not only do you have to attend to your crop, you have to get out there with a group of your neighbors and attend to his crop, because if that doesn't get in, his family isn't going to eat. So it became more than an individual challenge. It became a community challenge to make sure that everyone eats, and it's time critical. It's all got to happen. And, well, how long do you have to get a crop in? Yeah, maybe a week, two at most. So you're wholly dedicated. You're wholly focused. You are in the kairos. Every waking minute has got to be devoted to reaping what has been sown, and to get it in, to make sure that everyone gets enough and everyone is cared for, that the future is provided for, not 1 minute to be lost. That's the sense of kairos. Now is the hour, now is the time. And so that breaks open to the final word in our gospel. It's immediately. They left what it was that they were doing, their day-to-day kind of making a living. They left it all, just dropped it, because there was so little time to do so much. Take-home message for us today is that same sense of urgency that characterizes discipleship, to organize our waking hours around what God has in mind. That sense of urgency that gave the flavor to the first generations of Christianity. Now we kind of lapse back into a version of Christianity, sometimes I think this, that is kind of like chronos. You know, another day, another page we turn, and on we go. Nothing urgent here. And God is breaking in through Jesus Christ to say, well, no. This is God's business. It's the time of the harvest. It's the time to gather, to proclaim, and to draw in. And so they left everything. And when's a good time to start? Immediately. Amen.